Or
should stretch it out and make a bed out of it.
Yeah. Or what about them big old things?
Beds with teasters on it?
Yeah.
I think we never did have any of those at home.
Yeah. Now,
that's considered antique, you know.
Yeah. Now this here is a what? You call it a?
Well, a porch is about all I know.
Yeah. Did they call me?
Yeah, out around there is front, but we never use it as a front. This is side porch, yeah.
Yeah. Did you call anything different when it was covered like this one? Did you ever hear them call anything else? Gallery?
Well, yeah. That was kind of common. They called it a gallery.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, back in the old days, some of them houses would have kind of a thing all the way through the middle of them, wouldn't they?
Halls.
Yeah.
That'd be a hall, in other words. Sort of like, well, we call that a hall in there where I went in and went downstairs. In other words, you can go into any part of the house from that. Well, of course, that's our living quarters, ordinarily, where we live every day.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of people call it the dens and all such as that today, you know.
Yeah. Now, a lot of the time when you're coming in, the wife will be, you're doing what? She'll be?
Oh, Lord knows, I don't.
When she's cleaning up, you say she's doing what? She's...
I don't know, you kind of got me off balance now.
When she was sweeping, you know, you'd say she'd be just...
cleaning up the house.
Yeah. And what did they sweep with back in the old days, you know?
My folks, we always swept with a broom, had a mop and a broom.
Yes.
But back the old folks, I can remember when they had what we call grows wild, you know, broom sage. And they'd get some long stuff, and some of it grew up like that. Cut a lot of it and make a broom like that. That's what the...
It was pretty common. You could find it just about...
Yeah, most anywhere back in those days.
Did you have a place where you keep your tools? You got a place where you keep all your tools? And...
Well, no. I got a place to keep a tool, but I have them in my truck. I have them out there under the shed. I built that to put cars under. But it's more junk under there than it is anything else.
This is just a little what here? Is that an L there?
What you mean, the car shed?
Yeah.
Well, that's just added on to the house there. Well, car shed, that's about all I can say about it.
Did you ever store your wood anywhere? Would you ever have a place where you stored your wood?
No. Fact of business. I cut wood when I had the other house there.
Yes.
I cut that handle off cutting wood.
Woo.
Well, I cut that finger in two there and went through there and I cut that, pulled that part off.
What were you cutting with, sir?
I had an axe and I had my wood slabbed up into slabs about that wide and I was holding on to it and chopping it up in the stove wood, you know, small pieces. And the handle hit me somewhere and bounced over there and it had my axe sharp. I kept it sharp all the time. But I know that. I went to the doctor. He kept me on the table about an hour or two. Finally, got fixed up. Never did bother me. Never did hurt me. Of course, they had it all bandaged up and outfit on the chimp.